This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Deshaun Watson will be speaking in Berea. We will hear him right here on 92.3 The Fan. And, of course, all press conferences are brought to us by Nissan of North Olmsted and I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village. You can shop online at bignissan.com. We've heard from Amari Cooper. Loved his thoughts on everything. Yeah, there are some wrinkles. I can't wait to see what those wrinkles are. I'm not sure what they're going to be.
Oh, absolutely. And you have a far more mobile quarterback. Well, and you're going to use that mobility.
Well, that's I want to see how Kevin Stefanski uses that. Honestly, I think Kevin, I know they've only won 4 games. And that's a reflection, first and foremost, on the head coach. That's what they're ultimately judged by. But I think he's done a real nice job with the offense. And I won't say they ran an offense that was designed for Deshaun Watson, but I don't know that they did. At times it felt that way, I thought. Early on especially, I thought it improved. But I can't wait to see what he does with Deshaun. And there's some stuff out there. We've talked about it a little bit, how quarterbacks – that Kevin has worked with have had their best years. Case Keenum, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, we've seen it. Kirk Cousins, big improvements. And that's, I can't wait to see what he does with a guy who's already been a good quarterback in the NFL.
And the interesting thing with those guys is the way that they've done it, which has been very heavy on the run game, play action, all of that kind of stuff, heavy with the tight ends. You know, I think what this season has proven to us about the Kevin Stefanski offense, and I think what we will see with Deshaun Watson, is that it evolves. It's not a set in stone system. Kevin Stefanski doesn't coach X. Kevin Stefanski can coach any letter in the alphabet that he needs to. And you have seen that this year as they've gone more 3 wide receiver sets and away from having all the tight ends on the field all the time.
Which, by the way, good for him.
And the fact that you've seen some of the option game that's in there, a little read option stuff, a little, you know, where you can see, and you're seeing more and more of it on the All-22s as you float around Twitter and that stuff, where you see where Deshaun Watson, that's an option route that Deshaun Watson would just keep and go into wide open green grass. But everybody knows that it's Jacoby Brissett, and that's not exactly what he is built for. And so you could see those little wrinkles in between there that you're like, ooh, I can see where Watson would do X. Ooh, I can see why Watson would do, you know, make this move instead of that move. And all of a sudden, this is a 20-yard gain instead of a 6-yard gain.
We've had to adjust a little bit on the fly. Daryl was going to join us, our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, at noon. Fingers crossed that Daryl will be able to join us after Deshaun Watson speaks. And Mike Martz, former head coach of the Rams, offensive guru from the 33rd team. Website, good one. Mike's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Can't wait to hear what he thinks about Deshaun Watson. And I know he's a big Kevin Stefanski fan. How you bring a different quarterback into a situation and what that might lead to adjustment-wise and everything else. So Martz is joining us at 1 o'clock.
And more than anything, the architect of the greatest show on turf.
Yeah.
Talking offensive ball and the evolution into bringing in a quarterback that is in the upper tier. And one of the better ones. That's what I want to know is what does he think Stefanski should do?
Well, I agree with you on that. And keep in mind, he had really good talent when he was the orchestrator of the greatest show on turf. You had Marshall Faulk in the backfield. Okay. Mm-hmm. Browns have Nick Chubb. And different types of players. Marshall a little better, a little more used anyway, catching the ball out of the backfield. He had Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce, 2 big-time wide receivers. I would put Amari Cooper in that category. I think Amari's really good And he's been better than I thought he would be this year. Much more consistent. I was concerned about his consistency. So I would put him in that kind of a category. And I know those are big-time guys. I know that. And I'm waiting for somebody else to emerge.
You know, Ricky Parole, the third down,
right.
Great route runner, Hakeem on top of that. Is it? You know what? It's funny that I can
hear Hakeem.
Yeah, and it's funny that I can rattle all of this off of the top of my head.
Well, you know why you remember it?
And yet if you asked me, like, Dan, where are your keys?
It was memorable.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, it was memorable. See? But it was memorable. And Mike made it sing. I wonder if Deshaun Watson is able to help Donovan Peoples-Jones take that next step, continue to take that next step. I think DPJ's on his way. I like him. I think he's a good player. And I think he has a lot of room to grow. David Bell has been a relative non-factor this year. Third-round draft choice, wide receiver. Okay, that happens. You know, that's you don't expect those guys to walk in the door and be, you know, number one type of guys. But we'll see. Maybe Deshaun Watson can help that happen. By the way, how about a Deshaun Jackson drop by Amari Cooper there?
I liked that. Having it back in the league with the Ravens as their deep threat out for a little bit. I mean, that tells you how depleted the Ravens are and why that offense looks the way that it does right now.
Yeah.
The fact that they had to go call up Deshaun Jackson and go, hey, can you at least get to 4.7 or 4.8 speed? Because we could use that.
Well, that guy can still play. One thing, you mentioned playoffs and playoff race and hit the ground running and all that stuff. Okay. I can't look at it that big picture yet. And I don't want to sound like a coach or a player on this. Just show me something against Houston. Okay? Let's see what this is. Get a win. I don't care if you don't dominate. I don't care if you win by one. I don't care if you need a 70-yard field goal by Cade York to win in overtime.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Just go win this game and then get us to the Bengals game. And then let's see what happens there. You know, it's almost, we're assuming they're going to beat the Texans. It's almost as if this is an exhibition game. It's not. I know that. I know that. They're just so bad that if you lose to them, oh my goodness gracious. Get me to the Bengals game with a win and a record of 5-7. And let's see where this is. That then, Dan, if you beat Houston and you get the Bengals and you beat Cincinnati, again, best performance of the year, I think, by the team this year. Then it's game on. Then things start to get really interesting. Because you got Baltimore coming up next. Very interesting stuff at that point.
It really is. We all kind of have to channel with this the Kevin Stefanski / Browns press conference one game at a time. One game at a time.
Well, it's true. It is, yeah. I know it's trite and cliche, but it's true in this case.
Quarterback hasn't taken a snap in 700 days in an NFL game. I don't think he is going to come out and just immediately look like we are grabbing 2020 Deshaun Watson and dropping him in the DeLorean and bringing him to 2022. I don't think it's going to look like that. I don't think it's going to be 70% completion percentage. I don't think he's going to be dynamite in the red zone. Like I think it is going to take a little bit of time to knock the rust off and to get used to the speed of this game. And Mary Kay did an awesome one-on-one piece with Quincy Avery, who is Deshaun Watson's quarterback coach. And has worked with him for a long time. And all the stuff that you read out of him is like, he looks great. He's ready to go. His mechanics are locked in, all of that kind of stuff. That's great. And that's awesome that you have worked with him and have gotten him in a position where he can come out and you think succeed immediately. But it's you think can succeed immediately. It's not will 100% succeed immediately, because you don't know until guys are coming at you 100%. And they're probably, I don't know exactly what Quincy Avery's been doing with him, but I don't think he has linebackers and defensive ends and edge rushers who are the best on the planet running and attempting to bury him in the dirt.
One thing that there's so much of this stuff that I want to see.
Me too.
When Deshaun Watson played in Houston, he did not benefit from great offensive line play.
It was bad, and then it became Laremy Tunsil plus bad. So it became like one really good piece and then a lot of bad.
Well, he was sacked like crazy when he was in Houston. And in theory, that shouldn't be the case here. You know, it shouldn't be. In his second year, he was sacked 62 times. most in the NFL. In his third year, 44 times. In the 4-12 year, the last year he played, 49 times. I mean, they did not invest in the offensive line, and the guy still put up phenomenal numbers and had two double-digit win seasons.
Yeah.
While getting sacked like crazy. And that's another part of this mystery. Okay, here's an offensive line. I won't call it the best in the NFL, but I'll say it's a good one. Let's just leave it at that. It's a good one.
PFF would tell you it's a top five O-line.
And now he gets to play behind that with a running game that he's not, you know. I mean, he had Carlos Hyde in Houston. He was a 1,000-yard rusher. Nick Chubb is the best running back he's ever had behind him.
Without question. And I don't think he had any overlap with Arian Foster. I'm trying to do it off the top of my head.
No,
I don't think
he did not.
But I'd still take Nick Chubb over Arian Foster. And Arian Foster was one of the best running backs in football for a given time period. I mean, this offensive line is legit, and he will have a 100% legit run game that he's not going to look to his side and see Carlos Hyde standing there.
Yeah.
Or he's not going to look to his side and see David Johnson standing there, whose best years were behind him by the time the Texans traded too much for him.
His rookie year, Lamar Miller, Deontay Foreman, and Alfred Blue.
Oh, Alfred Blue.
Yeah.
Alfred Blue will go down in the fantasy football history of everybody having Alfred Blue on their roster, telling themselves that this is the year he's taking the job.
This has to be it.
Everybody had him on their fantasy football roster.
And everybody thought it would happen.
Gosh, that's a throwback. Wow, I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Well, he just didn't have the benefit of that dominant running back, although they had competent ones. Let's go to Jim in Madison. Hello, Jim.
How you doing today, Jim?
Jim, if Deshaun speaks, we'll put you back on hold.
I got a question. That's fine. If you guys take a year off, can you come back and do your job?
I think I'd pull a vocal cord.
Say again?
I think I'd pull a vocal cord.
Okay.
We'd have to do some stretches.
But my whole point is, he's done this his whole life, people. He didn't sit around on his couch at the end of the couch eating chips. This has been his life. So life is football, and I'm pretty sure that there won't be excessive amounts of rust or anything like that. And as a matter of fact, I went and watched a preseason game
because
you guys were talking about that. But you didn't mention how many drops.
Yeah.
He put it right in the middle of their chest.
Those two tosses to Schwartz should have been caught.
Yeah, but you know what, Jim, though? And I don't know if you listened earlier in the week. I said the same thing you said, Jim.
I didn't hear that.
No, I agree with you. I don't think the rust is – sure, it's going to take him a little while. I think the rust will be knocked off by the third quarter. He won't be back to normal, but this is what he's done his whole life. And
I think you guys are 100% correct, where this man has never had a running game like this. And I don't think
– Or an offensive line, Jim. Or an offensive line.
Oh, yeah. And the Browns aren't going to go out there and say, hey, you know what? Let's have him throw 55 times today. We might run 30 times. It might be just a blessing in disguise, guys. You never know.
Jim, very good points.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, very good
points. And especially the quarterback run game on top of it. I mean, that is a part of Deshaun Watson's game. And it's, you know, maybe it's not going to be Jalen Hurts level or Lamar Jackson level, but the mobility and the fact that
I don't
he can
want
use his
be.
Legs.
I don't want it to be.
Yeah, that he can use his legs as an extra rushing threat even opens it up more for Nick Chubb and more for Kareem Hunt. And if they decide to throw Felton out there or Dearness Johnson or whomever else you want to point to.
Felton, he's still on the team, right?
Yeah, that guy. Okay. Holds a clipboard every so often. Like, there are so many wrinkles that Deshaun Watson can give you that Jacoby Brissett doesn't, that I am just fascinated what this is going to look like. And maybe not for next week or this week against Houston.
Well, that's why I said, okay, go win this game and get me to the Bengals. Get me to the Bengals. Let's see a decent defense against Deshaun Watson in this Browns offense. And let's see, you know, a game where, in theory, you got to produce. You're going up against Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Their offense is pretty good. Watson was expected to speak around the noon hour, give or take. All right, well, we're taking right now. It's 12:13 and counting. Deshaun Watson's coming up. When he speaks, you will hear him right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Here on 92.3 The Fan.
And let's go out to Berea. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson speaking to the media.
Good to be back around my teammates. I also want to thank the Browns organization, the ownership, my teammates in that locker room, all the coaching staff for all the support that they had for me, especially my time away. Also want to thank all my trainers, all my personal trainers outside when I was going away who helped me stay in shape, you know, grind to put in the work so I'm prepared when I come back. Thank also T3 Performance Trainers who was out there throwing with me with my time away. Also want to thank all the Cleveland fans in the city of Cleveland for, you know, embracing me, but also helping me adapt to the community. It's been awesome. It's been great, you know, being out, going to dinner and social places, being able to hang out with some of the fans and interact with them. And I also just want to thank just everyone that's, you know, been sending out some positive energy towards my way. But I understand that you guys have, you know, a lot of questions. But with my legal team and my clinical team, there's only football questions that I can really address at this time. And I also want to thank, most importantly, Jacoby, the big brother he's been to me and everyone in that locker room, the passion, the grit, the leadership he has shown these past weeks. Everyone done seen it. I mean, he's the ultimate guy that everyone wants to, you know, follow. So he's been awesome for me. Our relationship has been great. The bond has been great. And we're going to continue to grow from there and, you know, help win some more football games for the Cleveland Browns. So I'm hoping to answer any football questions.
Tom?
Sean, part of your agreement with the league was to undergo counseling and therapy while you were away. What did you learn about yourself during that time, and how do you apply that to now and going forward?
You know, I respect your question, I understand, but that's more in that phase of clinical and legal stuff. And, you know, I've been advised to, you know, stay away from that and keep that personal.
Tony,
Sean, here's a football question.
I'm gonna call
you.
Oh,
you are. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Go ahead, Tony.
Thank you.
Sean, how do you feel about playing your first game in Houston?
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to just play football in general, in front of Cleveland Browns fans, but also in front of some of the Houston Texans fans. You know, I respect the whole organization of the Houston Texans. I respect the McNair family. I respect everyone that was there that drafted me in 2017. There's been great memories, fun memories. I still have a home in Houston. I still have friends and family that's still in Houston. The relationships are still there. People, some of the players on the team, you know, I play with are seeing, you know, come up from, you know, maybe practice squad or from injuries. So, you know, I'm excited to get in front of all those fans. I have so much love for the city of Houston and H-Town, and everyone in that city pretty much knows that. So I'm excited to do that. But, you know, the most important thing is, you know, I'm excited to be in front of the Cleveland Browns fans for sure.
Ed, go ahead.
Oh, okay. This is a football question. It also ties into some of the other stuff, but it's football related. So what do you say to fans who might still believe after all this happened that Deshaun Watson should not be the face of an NFL franchise? What do you say to those folks?
Like I said, I'm focusing on football. That's my main focus is football and preparing to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns so I can execute the game plan to try to get a win this Sunday.
Scott, you got...
Deshaun, was it important to you to come back for this Texans game when you agreed to that settlement?
No, I was just trying to, whatever I can do to play football in 2022. So, you know, most of the settlement stuff with the NFL was mostly my agency and legal team. I had no control. My main focus was doing everything I need to do so I can play this year.
And what do you think the reaction or atmosphere would be like?
I'm not sure. My main focus is locked in on the game plan and trying to execute and make sure that I'm keeping the standard for the Cleveland Browns so we can try to win.
Cam?
I think my biggest focus was the mental part of the game, staying locked in on defensive schemes, staying locked in also as much as I can with the scheme that we have here with the Cleveland Browns and with Kevin. So trying to watch from afar and learn and see what Jacoby is seeing on the field during every Sunday. I watched every game like I was preparing myself to play. You know, I kind of knew exactly what was going on. I wasn't in those meetings early on in the year. But once I was able to be in those meetings, I was basically preparing like I was a starter that week, asking Jacoby questions, what he see, and the different things that he experienced during the game. So I think that was very, very helpful.
Ashley?
Just wanted to follow up on Scott's question about the atmosphere going into. I know it's going to be a sweep of your accusers there. I think people are expecting it to be hostile. Just how do you think mentally you're going to grapple with that on Sunday?
Like I said, I'm focusing on just being the starting quarterback and executing the game plan. That's my main focus. I'm not, you know, worried about the atmosphere. I got to go in and make sure I execute the game plan.
Jake?
Deshaun, on August 18th, you said that you wanted to tell your side of the story at some point and that people haven't been interested in listening to what you have to say. So at some point, will you take non-football questions down the line?
Like I said, at this time, I can't address any of that stuff. Who knows what the future holds, but right now I'm so locked in on just basically being the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
James Palmer?
Deshaun, it's a long layoff for you in terms of playing, so what do you think needs to happen to knock the rust off? What do you want to happen? What do you prepare for? Some guys like to get hit early.
Right.
I mean, just what do you think knocks that rust off early?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I haven't. This is my first time having time off, so my biggest focus is just going out there and just really whatever Kevin calls, make sure I'm executing, taking it one play at a time, and let the game come to me, not pressing or anything like that.
Jeff?
Hey, Deshaun, what can you add to the offense to make this more explosive?
You know, I just really just try to make as many plays as I can. You know, if that's with my feet, with my arm, that's, you know, handing the ball off to 24, 27, whatever I need to do to, you know, try to make this offense continue to do what they're doing. You know, Jacoby, like I said before, Jacoby's have, you know, I think our offense is in the top five in pretty much every category. So, you know, I got to hold up to that standard and do everything I can. Don't try to do anything special. Just try to let the game come to me and execute whatever needs to be for the quarterback.
Tony?
Deshaun, at 4-7 this season, is kind of on the brink for this team. Having missed 11 games, do you feel any particular responsibility to put them over the top if you can?
I think my biggest responsibility is just, like I said before, is just keep iterating, just doing what the scheme allows me to do. And that's, you know, executing the game plan, getting the ball to the playmaker's hands, and just try to win, try to pick points, more points than the other opponent. And if I continue to do that, we can't focus on the next game. We can't focus on two games, three games down the road. We have to worry about being 1-0 this week and focus on that.
Ashley.
During your time away from the building, I mean, I know you've been back a few weeks now, but what was most important for you to kind of stay in football shape when it's been so long since you last played a regular season game?
Like I said, mostly it's the mental part of the game, just staying adapted and adjusting to, you know, different schemes that defense and coordinators are trying to do for not just for our scheme and our system, but for everybody. I watched everybody. I watched a lot of different quarterbacks. I watched, you know, Mahomes. I watched Tua. I watched all these guys that's playing every Sunday. I try to learn from everyone. You know, I'm not the guy that kind of interchange just for myself. I like to watch other quarterbacks, and I'm a fan of a lot of different quarterbacks around the league. You know, I have so much respect for everyone. So my game is I want everyone to succeed so I can be able to learn from them and apply it to my game.
Just a quick follow-up, like physically, what was most important?
Oh, physically, sorry. Physically, just really, like I said, staying in shape, running, throwing the ball as much as I can, making sure my arm is in shape to throw however many footballs I need to throw on Sunday. You know, lifting weights, that's pretty much just constantly working out.
Chris?
Deshaun, you got those three series in Jacksonville in the preseason. What can you take from those that opportunity that you can use now as you get ready for a regular season? How different was that compared to a regular season?
Our biggest plan for that three series was just operational. Hearing Kevin in the headset, being able to adapt to how he's calling plays, how, you know, different personnel groupings are coming in. That was our biggest thing. Not so much of trying to do the, you know, what it is for a game plan. We didn't, you know, it's still preseason. We're still trying to figure out who we are as an offense. And so my first time hearing Kevin in the headset, that's what we wanted to do. I think it was maybe 9 to 10 plays. So, of course, we wanted to be more successful. But, you know, at that time, that's something that we can learn, and that's why it's called preseason.
Irie?
Deshaun, I was watching the
I mean, it's exciting. I mean, you can see it on Sundays that they play with a hot motor. Everyone is playing together. It's one unit. And, I've also got to, go through spring and training camp with them. So I kind of knew how the locker room and how those guys was going to play. But watching them on Sunday, the game is never over. And those guys are going to continue to play to the final whistle. And I'm excited to be able to try to, bring that and improve that energy as much as I can with those guys also. So,
Tom?
Deshaun, did the time away make you more appreciate who you are and what you have?
I'm always appreciative. I'm always thankful for what I have. My mom went through tongue cancer when I was 14 years old, and she never smoked a day in her life. So I've always been appreciative. I grew up with pretty much nothing, if you know my background story. So everything that, every step I make each and every day, every time I wake up, I thank the Lord because I'm a God-fearing man, and I know who my Lord and Savior is. So that's my main focus each and every day when I wake up. I give him thanks, and I thank everyone around me that helped me get to this moment because I didn't do it by myself.
Kimberly?
Deshaun, you thanked in your introductory press conference, you thanked the Browns organization for believing in you as a person and trusting in the type of player you were. How close do you feel like the Deshaun that we saw a couple years ago on the football field?
We'll have to see Sunday, honestly. Like I said, I don't want to, it might take time, it might not take time. I just want to go out there and do what I want to do, make plays as much as I possibly can. 2 years is definitely a long time, but at the same time, I've been doing this since I was 6 years old. So, riding a bike, I want to go out there and just find the pedals, get my, transition going, and then just let everything kind of come to me. Don't press it. Don't try to make anything bigger than what it really is.
We're going
to
go three more. Scott?
Hey, Deshaun, I know you were in this system throughout training camp in the offseason, but watching for the last 11 weeks, have you learned anything about this Kevin's system and how you fit into it?
The biggest thing is it's definitely a quarterback-driven system. We have guys around the quarterback that can make plays. So you don't have to do anything special. Just follow the rules that he wants you to follow. Get the ball in the playmaker's hands and let them do work. The O-line has been doing a heck of a job of supporting and protecting the quarterback as much as possible. Open up the run game for Nick Chubb. I think he third or second in the lead in rushing for a while. He was number one. It's a great system to be in. I'm happy to be in it, and I'm just continue each and every day to learn as much as I can and continue to grow as not just for the system, but as a quarterback and as a leader.
Matt?
Deshaun, your teammates, defense and offense, said your accuracy is probably your best attribute. Would you agree with that, and is there something that, there's something you do different maybe that makes you so accurate?
My biggest thing is really just try to anticipate the throws, knowing where guys are going to be, and knowing how the defense is going to play each and every route. If I can minimize that and try to, get down the detail of how those things are going to do in certain situations, then I can place the ball where I need to be, where it needs to be for the receiver to make the catch. I think that's the biggest thing. I've always been trying to adapt to that. And I know that is timing and just repetition and film work. So I just try to, watch film with those guys. watch film with those guys all week so they can see exactly what I'm saying.
Are you getting some of that down? I know it's limited,
yes, sir.
But you're going to know.
Yes, sir.
Ashley and then Chris.
Just
to go off of something you said with playing with Nick, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation that with you as quarterback, given your abilities, that this run game could really open up. I guess just what's it been like? What do you see in that regards with having Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt on this team? And do you think there are some opportunities there for all of you?
Oh, yeah. I think it's some big opportunities for both of us. And they do a good job of feeding off each other. And, you know, it's going to help us overall in the offense. You know, being balanced, being able to pass the ball, being able to run the ball is awesome. And I've been watching Nick since high school, you know, so me and him came out together, and I've been watching him since high school, college. So it's been a long time, you know, for me, and now I have an opportunity for me to play with him for the first time. It's super fun. And then you have Kareem, who's, you know, just me just being in a huddle with him, he just makes everybody more comfortable and more relaxed because that's just who he is. You know, he takes the game serious, but, you know, just the way he approaches and he carries himself, it helps all of us in the huddle, and he's a playmaker who can do it all too.
Chris?
Deshaun, you've been back in, you know, on the practice for the last couple of weeks. How have you been able to, what work have you done to kind of get on the same page with guys like Amari and Donovan and the other skilled players on the team?
My biggest thing when I first got back in the building is hearing how Jacoby talked to him. And hearing how they watch film, hearing how, you know, Amari and DPJ and D-Bell and all the other receivers and tight ends talk to Jacoby, what they're seeing. And then whenever my opportunity came for this week to, you know, step into that starting role, you know, I didn't want to really change anything too much. So Jacoby, talk with those guys. We watch tape after practice. You know, they're seeing what I'm seeing. I'm able to stand up in the meetings and see, let them know what I see. And if they have anything, they see anything differently, then, you know, let's be able to have that communication, that relationship where we can talk and adapt and not be so much of, you know, robots in the system. So, and that's awesome for Kevin and AVP to be able to allow that for the players to do that. So,
all right, thanks, everyone. We got
Thank
to
you.
Practice.
I appreciate it.
That's Deshaun Watson, Browns quarterback, and all press conferences brought to us by Nissan of North Homestead and I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village. You can shop online at bignissan.com. Buzzwords, execute the game plan.
Focus on starting quarterback and executing the game plan. I had four references to that.
Yep, happy to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. His focus has been on the mental part of the game and locking in on defenses and watching what his team has been doing. I thought he handled the non-football path questions kind of the way that I suggested that he would answer those, and they were basically off limits. Anything that came up with his counseling or any illegal stuff, any of the situation that he'd been dealing with, off limits in this. And once those questions were kind of out of the way and they weren't coming back, he seemed very comfortable, you know, talking football and talking about his role on this football team.
I thought he handled himself well for the situation that was there, and especially with the ongoing litigations and all of that kind of stuff, and the fact that they wanted to keep this on the field. This is going to sound funny because it's going to sound like Stefanski. He clearly had a game plan when he walked into that press conference.
Yeah, he sure did.
And he and the PR staff executed that game plan very well.
That, folks, is your starting quarterback. What'd you think? 216-578-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.